This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella. Yeah.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I'm Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315. I'm sorry. I'll make sure you go first.
You're going to stop playing my emotions like this.
Well, no. You're all over the place, man. I'll start you first. You get all offended.
I'm just saying. What's going on? What's going on, Facebook Live?
What's up, Victor
Cruz? Periscope.
Feelings.
Victor Cruz over here. And BBB.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where all your dreams can come true.
There you go.
See, y'all keep changing in every freaking time.
No, I was on
TV, radio, gocsb.com.
I thought you, I stopped because I was going to let him be on his own, have the spotlight. He says that we're the Shaq and Kobe and he's the Derek Fisher.
I'm Derek Fisher.
We called your number with 2/10 of a second left. We needed you to make that shot.
I'm Devin George.
The other night on the show, we were talking Monday. You know who JaVale McGee is right now in the NBA? He is Bill Wellington, Bill Cartwright.
Will Perdue
of the NBA.
This is more right athletic.
And well, he is, though.
All of them were instrumental in the Bulls championships. Man.
And JaVale McGee has been awesome for the Wolves.
He has.
Say what you want to say.
Sorry Fool is going to have a...
They need him.
Say what you want.
They need him for one more series now.
And they need him to show a big
one
time.
More.
Big time. Like,
that
he's going to have Shaq to give them 15, 20 good
still
minutes.
Playing in the league.
He's got to be a deterrent down in that paint so it ain't layup city. Like, before Kawhi Leonard went out, it was layup city for Kawhi. He had 26. He was, 13 for 16 from the field, and everything was in the paint. 11-11 from the free throw line. Yep. He was kicking the ass.
Yep.
And in case you didn't know, everybody on Periscope and Facebook, we do have a guest on the show today. He's sitting in, you know, enjoying our talk of the NBA so far.
What's his name? What's his name?
What?
What's his name?
It's
Jaquan.
All right, cool.
There you go. Oh, you know what? That helps. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. Do that again.
Jaquan, what's going on, BSS?
What's up, Jaquan? How are you? Thank
you
for being on the show today.
Is a student?
No.
No? Okay.
No, but he is sitting in on the show. He's on talk whenever he wants to sit in and chime in on something. He's more than welcome.
Anytime. Yep.
Today on this segment of the show, we're going to talk local sports dummies of the week. I'm pretty sure Mr. Not 315, but BBB might be on that list today for saying Lonzo.
Oh, stop. No, stop. 5 years. 5 years. I'm going to be rewinding this tape.
You're rewinding?
No,
I'm
on the
replaying this tape.
I'm on the Lonzo bandwagon, too. I think I like him, man.
I think the kid got a chance.
Me,
man.
Too. Me, too.
All right, well, let's get into the show. What we're going to start with today, we're going to Rocky Travels. I got some food I got to share.
Oh, snap, where you going? Why you ain't bring us?
I'm going to California, man.
And Periscope, Facebook, they talk about me. I don't bring them anywhere. I want to go to some of these places, too.
This man red-eyed to California to eat.
Dang.
All right.
On the Amtrak.
I am on the Amtrak. Yes, I am. I'm out on the Amtrak. I am going out to California. And I'm going to get the chickle. The chickle. Have you seen the chickle?
What the hell is the chickle?
You've not seen the chickle?
No.
It is at a minor league baseball game out in California in Fresno. I'm trying to pull
what
it for you.
What does this chickle consist of?
It is a chicken. Hot is a chicken inside a pickle.
Oh, that don't sound good to me, man. Is it a fried pickle with
it chicken? Is a chicken stuffed pickle throws a wrench into its a sandwich debate. There you go. Everybody take a look. That's the chicken.
What kind of pickles are they?
I don't like that at all because I don't like pickles.
Well, there you go.
A sour pickle with some what? Spicy chicken?
It looks like hot chicken in a pickle is all it is. Hot chicken.
I don't know, man.
So it's like a grilled chicken that's in a pickle.
If it's in the pass or pleasure lane, I think I'm a pass.
Come on, man. You never pass on some food at a baseball game.
I like food, and I'm willing to try anything, but pickles and chicken.
The chicken?
Pickle stuffed with chicken?
Yeah.
We getting some heat. We getting some heat on the Facebook Live comments too.
Are we?
So yeah.
Mostly
some of the NBA talk and
go ahead.
Hold on for a second.
While you're out there on Facebook and Periscope, would you eat the chickle?
Hell no.
It's on our Facebook
page.
Check
nobody
it out.
Nobody eat the chickle.
Or I'll say
they
out.
Would try the chickle.
If I go out to California to Fresno, I'll go to that game.
We got my man Ricardo saying the claw. Kawhi taking the NBA back into
Kawhi?
The
yeah. All right.
Then we got Jeff saying that same thing I just said. Ingram stays, everybody can go.
Yep.
For the Lakers.
Oh, I think so. If you will trade, keep everybody get rid of keep Ingram.
So you like I said, thanks for chiming in everybody. Keep it up and we appreciate it.
All right. Well, next week I will travel somewhere else. I'll let you know where. But the chickle. Try it out. If you're out in Fresno, you go to the minor league baseball game. Tell me how it is. Let us know. Then I don't have to try it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like pickles at all.
Well, he's even scared to try it. The chickle.
Are you scared? You think I'm scared to try some food? Come on, man.
Show something like some deep fried butter.
Oh, you know what it is? Time for shoes of the week. All right, we got any shoes this week?
I just our posted some shoes. They're from the kicksify.com website. I saw these on a kid over the weekend. I thought these were sick. I've never seen these. The Kyrie Irving school bus edition. Like, on the front of the tongue, it's got the red stop sign for the school bus, right? And then on the back, of course, it says school bus on it. They're pretty sick, man. Bright yellow, too, so you can't miss these things.
I wonder if Steve Smith gets any credit for those.
Was that a Steve Smith idea?
You know, because on NBA TV, Steve Smith has a segment, NBA Below the Rim.
Oh, yeah.
And he calls Kyrie the school bus driver.
Maybe. But at $135, very, very reasonable. Not $250. Not $495. $135.
$495.
$495. But, yeah, I like these Kyries, man.
I don't know if I could wear something that says school bus on
them. I think you could if you're the bus driver.
He's the bus driver. He's definitely the bus driver.
I mean, if you see him in person, you see him on your feet, man, you put the right look with it.
And plus, when I'm playing ball, I like colorful shoes when I'm balling.
You look good, you play good.
Yeah, like, I like colorful shoes.
Oh, man, those shoes are hot. Then you crossed up and I'm laying the ball in.
If you don't play good, you can't wear bad shoes.
If you wear bad shoes, you're probably going to play awful.
Well, what if you're bad and you wear the good shoes?
Then you might have a chance to have actually a good game. Maybe make a bucket or two.
I got no Kevin Durant's, man. Ain't helped me at the Y yet.
You got to work on your game, son. You got to work on your game.
Dude, I'm playing the Dow Y downtown. What do you think?
I mean, go in early. Get
it's
some
on white sides there. I mean,
handles.
Come on.
Yeah. This is the time of year when...
Find your strengths. If you a spot-up shooter, just be out there and spot up somewhere. Knock down that 18-foot shot.
I'll be on the sideline eating the chickle.
There you go. There you go.
Watching the game. Y'all go ahead. Y'all doing good. I'll eat the chickle when y'all out there playing. All right. Well, there you go. You got any shoes you want to talk about? You got any shoes on this week, Mr. Sneakerhead?
Oh, all the time.
I mean,
take it off. Let me take it off. The Air Phone Posit.
Can y'all see that back there?
Pearl. Worn by Scottie Pippen and Tim Duncan back in the 90s, late 90s, you know. Durable shoe.
Good shoe.
Doesn't scratch. Doesn't get, you know, crazy.
Those things are funky, man. Lightweight.
Foamposite Pearl, baby. Pulled them out the closet today.
Everybody forgets Tim Duncan originally started with Nike.
And he's rocking Foamposites before a lot of people, too.
Man. Did him and Kevin Garnett have, like, a Nike commercial together, or was that the Adidas joint they had?
Kevin Garnett was with Nike, actually.
I think both of them, they did a Nike commercial together. Then both of them ended up going to Adidas.
Yeah, I had the first Garnett.
Adidas was like, yo, we'll give you more money. Can't say no to more money.
That's absolutely true. All right, let's move into some local sports talk. Kelvin Benjamin says he has to be in the best shape of his life this season.
Well, from what I just showed you a little while ago.
Can you post that picture that on that the ain't site, true. Please?
Did you post it on the
site? I'll post on the site right now.
Thank you.
Like, people have been clamoring about a picture of him for a week and a half, 2 weeks, on all the local talk sports radios. Like, I haven't seen photos of him. Like, they've been doing a good job covering them up. Well, eventually,
I found his ass.
It's going to get out.
But I don't think there's much problem with finding him.
OTA right started, bro. You got to be out there. Now, there's been a few people that have been absent. Curtis Samuel's out, personal reasons. They said, no, James Bradbury didn't show up today. Julius Peppers was out today. Cam Newton was there, signing autographs, looking to be in a good mood, which is good. We need our quarterback to be in a good mood, ready to come back and lead this franchise, hopefully, to a Super Bowl again.
Sure, he ain't got to do anything. He should be in a good mood.
He should be in a good mood, especially if this offense does what it has the capabilities of doing. But we have to get this wide receiver in shape.
Well, you need to get your quarterback to get timing with the wide receivers, and he ain't like, throwing no passes, so hey.
The word spare tire fits Kelvin Benjamin.
Is it worse than Mike Tolbert?
Mike Tolbert was always chunky. Kelvin Benjamin, man, dog. Like, it's night and day. It's night and day. You can see the 30 pounds that he picked up, and it's all on his stomach. He wasn't a fast guy to begin with. He doesn't run great routes.
Right.
He doesn't have the best hands. Looks like Benjamin, and I can't read that is sideways on the Periscope.
I'll watch. Looks like Benjamin added some weight, but yesterday he was on fire, caught everything but the clap.
Oh.
Hey, thanks, Sean.
Wow.
Well,
hopefully he didn't catch the clap. You know, we don't know what happened after OTAs.
Whoa.
Yeah, let's hope that translates into the season.
Yeah.
Because he's the veteran receiver now. Like, Samuel, even McCaffrey. We know McCaffrey, his background, his pedigree. He's been probably running routes since he was 5 years old. But he's the guy they're going to be looking to. How to get open. How to use your hands effectively and not getting flags thrown at you when you're using your hands.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what season comes about. Luke Kuechly says he will not alter his play despite concussions. I don't think about it. You just go out there and play.
He's right.
He's absolutely right. If you play scared, you're going to get hurt.
Yep.
Can't play out. You can't be out there worrying about getting hurt.
The more cautious you are, the better chance you have at getting hurt. The only thing I will say, you get one concussion in the game this year, you better sit on the sideline the rest of the year. Because, I mean, this is a Dan Morgan situation that could happen because it's not that far away from happening to
him.
Man,
every time.
I don't want it to happen. But
It's been the past 10 years, Carolina history, we get a linebacker that looks like they are a first ballot Hall of Famer. And concussions or injuries, something happens. Dan Morgan, John Beeson. Now we're looking at Luke Kuechly.
John
Beeson
was good, but Dan Morgan was a monster. But Dan Morgan was a beast.
He was.
Dan Morgan was better than Beeson. And Beeson was really good, but Morgan was on track to be, you know, and Luke is going to be on track to be one of the best ever. But, man, you got to protect him.
You got to protect his
if
head.
If he gets hit one time and he looks funny, you better sit him on the sideline.
I would say the only cautious part, be really aware when you're tackling.
Yeah.
Please try to keep that head up.
Keep the head
up.
Keep it up at all times,
please.
Just wrap basic tackling. You two are taught when you're
And trust your 11. Teammates to tackle, too. You have fast teammates out there that can tackle.
Yeah. All right. You got any more Panthers talk? Anything OTAs you want to talk about?
They said that everybody's looking good. No injuries. That's the most important thing right now. No injuries.
No quarterbacks slapping wide receivers or cornerbacks right now.
Hey, maybe we need that again. We went to the Super Bowl that year, damn it. Let's have another fight.
Carolina Panthers, have us broadcast live from one of your OTAs or one of your
– We're just going to line up one morning outside the gate and just broadcast the show. Yeah. Might as well, man.
We can do that.
Bring the iPad and just do a show, man.
On the way, there's a Krispy Kreme right there before you get to the training facility.
Exactly. We can offer donuts up to the players after OTA. Yo, come save one something for us. We got a Krispy Kreme, hot and fresh. Hey, that's an idea, man.
Actually, what you should do is get some Lunchables to take down to Ben Bowler.
Bimbo, yeah, we'll bring some Lunchables too.
Bring some Lunchables.
We got to do something. Camp out, do something.
All right. Moving to Charlotte Knights. Man, it's still bad. Yesterday, they lost the game 6-2. No, yesterday the game was canceled because of the weather here. Tuesday night, the game, they lost 6-2. It was ugly. They are in third place right now, 22-21. They are above 500. Good news there.
I just want my food to be good and my beers to be cold. And I missed that last Periscope tweet, but hopefully Rock can catch it.
Have James bring them some, what, chicken sandwiches? You want me to bring them some chicken sandwiches? Is that what you said, Sean? I can do it. He'll tweet. He'll message that again. Look at the schedule. The game, it's a doubleheader tonight, 6:05, and then the second game will be right after the first. So if you want to go uptown Charlotte, have some good food, beer, at like 10 o'clock, this will be a great time to go to the game.
Bro, you got Speed Street in, you got this doubleheader going on, man. If you're not going to one of these events, stay away from uptown. I promise.
I work uptown. I am. Yeah. I'm not going either one.
Stay away from uptown.
Yeah, because you got Speed. What? Think about it. Hold on a second. Tonight you got Jazzy Jeff.
Oh my God, I forgot
about that, man. I might have to go to town.
Where at? Jazzy Jeff. Is it the park? Speed Street. Is it going to be at the park, though? Because I know there's a couple of concerts at the park tonight.
Probably.
The one at the Speed Street. I mean, I thought that was the one that's on 5th or down there, isn't it?
Damn. I forgot about that.
He's going to be in town tonight.
Can you read that? My eyes are bad.
See you Sunday at
the
race.
That's why I brought my glasses with me.
Sean is headed down from the beach to go to the race. We're getting ready to talk about the race, by the way.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
As long as the weather holds up, it should. But anyway, you got the game. You got two games tonight if you want to go out and watch the Syracuse Chiefs against the Knights. The Chiefs are the Nationals AAA team. They got some good young talent. And then tomorrow night, it's the Buffalo Bison for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday games. Monday's game is at 2:05, and fireworks are Friday night and Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon.
I know if you're playing ball in Buffalo, you're in New York, so you're probably a member or affiliate of one of the New York teams, but damn, to be playing minor league baseball in Buffalo? And don't they start in like March, April? It's still cold in Buffalo.
It's April.
Listen, I know I'm from upstate New York, so I know.
It's the end of May. I bet you it's still like 30 degrees in Buffalo.
Well,
I
was listening.
Buffalo's right off that lake, too.
Man.
Where's the worst place you would play minor league baseball? You wouldn't want to play minor league
Buffalo,
baseball?
New York.
Buffalo? Jordan was there?
So, was he?
No.
Yeah. That was Birmingham.
Birmingham, Alabama. I could go to Alabama. It's warm. Buffalo is cold.
I wouldn't want to go to Rome, Georgia.
And plus, Jordan bought them a luxury tour bus or something to ride in. So they were good.
The resentment he got from that.
I still want to go down to Columbia and watch the Fireflies.
Your boy.
Yeah, we got to go watch Tebow.
I ain't heard nothing about Tebow since then,
man. He's getting ready to get promoted to Triple A.
Really?
Double A. Excuse me, Double A.
Is he still hitting 125?
I will look at his stats. I'm sure he's like. Anyway, this weekend we got the Coca-Cola 600 at the track in Concord.
Lowe's Motor Speedway.
Who do you got winning this weekend? Go ahead and talk about it.
I think Joe Gibbs Racing gets off the snide. That's what my head is telling me. And Kyle Busch double dips. He wins the All-Star race and he wins the 600. But my heart is rooting for Junior. I want to see Junior make the playoffs. And, like, this is one of the tracks Earnhardt Jr. can win. Come on, Junior. Come on, 88. Act like you got a car this weekend. But I need to go home and see the qualifying, see practicing, see who's got a good car out right now. Yeah. And that will tell a lot. I know Kevin Harvick's going to be a contender. Penske is definitely going to be a contender. Logano and Keselowski, they always have fast cars. So it's wide open. But I think I'm going to go with the 18. Roll out in that caramel color M&M's car again. We'll roll with 18, Kyle Busch. And Gibbs Racing. And speaking of M&M's, bam, he brings them out right now. So there it is.
Well, because he won last week, right?
That is the ultimate sign.
Nice trail mix right here.
Because he won last week,
he
right?
He did. He won the All-Star race last week.
So you think he's going to sweep?
He's going to sweep. He's going to close the show.
I'm going to go with Larson. Kyle Larson Larson had a good week. He had a good race last
week. The bridesmaid.
Week.
Always yeah. the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah. Watch for him this weekend. Look at Tim Tebow's stats, by the way, since you want me to point it out.
Please.
He is batting .236.
Okay.
Very respectable.
Okay.
127 at-bats. He's got 30 hits. He's got 3 homers, 1 triple, 6 doubles, and 14 RBIs, and 13 walks. Now, the bad thing, he's got 38 strikeouts.
Well, he hits for
in
power.
37 games.
Most power hitters are going to yeah. have a lot of strikeouts. But he does. He has 13 walks. He looks like yeah. he's starting to get better at the plate. Is that 236?
Yeah, 236 is not.
Let's see what he does in AAA ball.
For a guy, he'll have to go to AA first because he's in single right now.
Look at him double promote him to AAA, man.
I hope so, man, because then he'll be playing in Charlotte. I hope he does that. He'll be playing against Charlotte. He needs to do that. All right, moving on. Charlotte to host the 2019 NBA All-Star Game. I said, will you be there? Yes, we will be.
I am not holding my breath. We had this year's All-Star Game, and 2 months before the freaking All-Star Game, what happened?
The mayor.
So.
I'll just talk about that this morning. I'll say the same thing. It could be snatched from us again.
I'm going to wait until the week actually is here. I see Adam Silver in the city. I see all the NBA executives in the city. Then I'll say, okay, we're going to be there. But right now,
we're planning.
I'm sitting on eggshells.
Right now, we're planning to be there.
Who's
right,
planning to be there? Who?
I said the three of us are planning to be there.
Our goal is to be there
All-Star Week. So that's what I'm saying. Our goal is to be there. Now, if Charlotte moves there or something, we'll see. At the same point, we'll still
I'm confident. I'm confident this time. I'm a little bit more confident. A little bit, yeah. Because when I first heard, I was like, oh, I don't trust this. I don't trust this at all. I had to go to like 4 different outlets and just to make sure it was true.
If you want a great time, go to All-Star Week. Because I went when they were in Charlotte back in 92.
91.
Thank you. 91, 92. Go because it's an unbelievable time.
Why do I have to be born with that pessimist gene? Why can't I just be optimistic about him? Like, yeah,
because you're a Lonzo Ball fan.
Because
you and LeVar Ball is like that.
I've been cursed. I've been crossed once. Fool me one time. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Can't fool me again.
You see, that's the reason I like Tim Tebow. Believe it happened. Good things happen. There you go. Let's go into dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. All right, y'all got any dummies? Or shall I start?
Go ahead.
Oh, let's go to IndyCar. Oh, my gosh. I talked about this a little bit Monday. IndyCar drivers robbed at Taco Bell. For the dummies who robbed the guys at Taco Bell. These teenagers who cannot go to Taco Bell anymore and not get robbed. This was at 9:30 at night. The two IndyCar drivers, one that doesn't race anymore, Dario Franchitti, and then the pole sitter for the Indy 500, which is this weekend. We didn't talk about it. But they got robbed at gunpoint in the Taco Bell drive-thru. What the world?
They must have had some chalupas or some... Those Doritos, Nachos, Nachos, whatever that mess is called with the Dorito. People, they must have wanted those.
Come on, man.
Hit them up.
The Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Could you think of a worse place to get robbed at?
Oh, yeah.
That Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of worse places to get robbed at and be left at.
Yeah.
At least they weren't left in the Taco Bell parking lot. That's they walked
true.
Away.
They did walk away. Yeah, that's true.
So.
And the two teenagers were arrested.
That's good.
So, but come on, man.
I mean, you're going to rob somebody in a lit parking lot. You might as well murk them, or they're going to remember your face. Probably have some video of you.
All right. Well, that's one of mine. Then LeBron botched his Tomahawk jam. I couldn't put it as jam of the week because he missed. So I'll give him a dummy for missing.
I mean, it happens.
I mean,
sometimes.
It happens there, but I know because they showed on Sports Center and Jordan missing it back when he did.
I mean, LeBron cocked it back from like Cincinnati. Like he was trying to rip the rim off the backboard.
He looked angry.
Like if I could even get up like that, that would be an amazing feat. It happens. It was funny though. Like.
He said at least it wasn't at Adam and Eve. There you got robbed. All right.
See, that's
what it's
showing. His worst place.
Two guys together shopping at Adam and Eve. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then my last one is Lonzo Ball for turning down a workout for the Celtics. Why?
He's already told everybody.
They told that.
Well, listen, he's pulling a John Elway, Eli Manning right now. I'm only playing for the Lakers.
In the NBA, if you don't go to the Lakers, name the second best place to go in NBA. It would be the Celtics.
Miami.
Especially. I'm talking about overall history.
Overall franchise. Storied franchise.
This one is it's the best franchise, I mean, with the most titles in NBA.
Not the Lakers. Let me go to the Clippers. Let me stay in
my
LA.
My point is, you go to Boston, you had the number one seed in the East. I mean, you had a guy like Lonzo Ball, man. They
still can't get by LeBron James.
Well, they have to add next year's number one pick and see. But anyway, got to add him. You guys got any dummies?
I had one before the Spurs-Warriors series ended where Danny Green, down 3-0, said they have the Warriors right where they want them.
There's a guy from Carolina.
Yeah, that's a Carolina Tar Heel. Watch it, man.
I was getting ready to shout that up.
Did you get your degree in – what was that made-up degree they gave out to Rashad McCants? Swahili?
That snitching?
That 4.5 GPA he had?
I remember when that Rashad McCants thing came out. Rashad McCants came out with that whole whistleblower thing he had. And Danny Green, once again, that same week in the finals, said they purposely turned the air off on LeBron in the Heat. Like, boy, these Carolina cats have been snitching all week.
Oh, they just love telling it. Go run, tell that.
I could barely read when I left Carolina. I had a 4.5 GPA, though.
Out of here.
My goodness. Man. You see, I was taking it easy on you. I didn't go after Carolina guys.
As soon as the ball go in the basket, man, that's all that matters.
You're right. Apparently. That's all that matters. All right. Well, that is it. Anybody else got any dummies? Nah, anything stupid week, somebody did this week? All right. That's it for the second segment of the show. When we come back, we will go into we got Sunshine Players of the Week. We got NBA Playoffs we'll talk about. We got LeVar Lance. I've got some good ones there. And we got Jams of the Week. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.